Mitin da! Good morning. Atoma discans deu warnegans. Okay, so we actually have been doing some counting with every lesson by actually counting the beginning onan deu tri pesra pimp chwech, and we've now got to deu warnegans. Egans being 20. Warn is war an. That is on the. Deu is two. Two on the 20. 22. So we're going to do counting. We're just going to do up to five. There are masculine and feminine numbers. So let's count to five. Onan, deu. Tree, pezwar, pimp. After me. Onan, deu, tree, pezwar, pimp. Once more. Onan, deu, tree, pezwar, pimp. Now, there are some feminine versions of the number. So, if you have a feminine word and you want to say two of whatever that feminine thing is, you use the feminine version of two. And there is a possibility it could mutate it to the second mutation. So, let's just count those five numbers with the feminines in there. And we're also going to start off with a different version of one. Een, du, tair, peder, pimp. Pimp is the same. So essentially, it's just the one to four that's different. Een, du, tair, peder. So, let's look at, say we're going to say two men. So let's say one man, first of all. One man. You'd use in and then put den after it. Now, den is masculine, and in the singular, it doesn't mutate. In den. So there you go, fairly simple. In den. You wouldn't say onan den. You'd say in den. But if you can say one woman, it mutates. So benen is woman. But if you say one woman, it's in venin. Okay? The B goes to a V. In venin. If you were going to say two men, you would use the masculine for man, because man is masculine. However, you would mutate it. This is one of the strange ones, so just remember this one. Deu then. Deu then. Two men. Deu then. Just remember that one. Don't go into any whys, how fors, or whats. Deu then. Okay, so the D has gone to DH there. If you're going to say two women, you'd use the feminine two, because woman is feminine, and the B. Once again, goes to a V. Du venin. Du venin. Now, with person, person is masculine. If you're going to say three people, you'd have to take it to the third state mutation. So, in for the It goes from P to F. If it was a second state mutation, it would be B, but it's not. It's gone to F. So tree ferrison. Three people. Tree ferrison. Now, what about calf? Calf is feminine. That's a cat. Cat is feminine. So you'd use the feminine version of three. That once again causes a third state mutation. Ter half. Ter half. Ter half. Okay, so essentially the counting is simple. You have to learn the sound of the mutations. Yes, it's an idea to understand what happens with mutations, where the changes come in, and if it's a feminine, why it's mutating. Essentially, if you say something and you forget to mutate it, then the world isn't going to fall apart. Most people will understand. Eventually, you'll learn that something sounds wrong if you haven't mutated it properly. Tair hath, three cats. Calf is feminine. Just remember the sound. To me, after a while, tair calf would sound totally wrong. Tair hath. Okay, that's Discan's Deel Waringins.